Qualitative Conversations, the podcast of the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group of AERA. I'm Jessica Van Cleve, the chair of the QRSIG, and I'm happy to be joined today by Cassie Quigley and Alex Panos, our program co-chairs. In this episode, we preview the QRSIG's program for the 2022 AERA annual meeting, discuss what members can expect from the hybrid format, and highlight opportunities to connect for QRSIG graduate students and members. Dr. Cassie Quigley is an Associate Professor of Science Education and Chair in the Department of Teaching, Learning, and Leading at the School of Education at the University of Pittsburgh. She received her doctorate in Curriculum and Instruction at Indiana University in 2010. Dr. Quigley's expertise in qualitative research is focused on methodologies that center the participants, such as community-based methodologies, using data collection methods such as photo methods. In the past 11 years, she has published over 50 articles and book chapters focused on these methods, including in journals such as the International Journal of Qualitative Studies in Education, Qualitative Inquiry, the Journal of Mixed Methods Research. She also co-authored a book on STEAM education titled An Educator's Guide to STEAM Education, which is published by Teachers College Press. She has presented her qualitative work at numerous conferences, both nationally and internationally. Additionally, she serves as a program co-chair of the American Educational Research Association Qualitative Research Special Interest Group. She teaches qualitative research methodology courses on topics such as participatory action research, validity and reliability for qualitative work, and ethics around educational research. Cassie is completing her three-year term as program co-chair this year, and she's done an incredible job during this unusual and ever-changing time for AERA and the annual meeting. I'm so grateful for her service and dedication in putting together meaningful programs over the past 3 years, and she will be missed on the executive committee. Alexandra Panos is an assistant professor of literacy studies and affiliate faculty in measurement and research in the College of Education at the University of South Florida. She earned her doctorate in literacy, language, and culture education with a minor in inquiry methodology at Indiana University Bloomington in 2018. Dr. Panos takes an interdisciplinary stance in her work as a critical qualitative methodologist and grounds her theoretical, methodological, and empirical work in her substantive field of literacy studies. She has published numerous articles and book chapters that focus on the critical, environmental, and spatial dimensions of qualitative methodologies in literacy studies. Most recently, she has served as senior guest editor on a special issue focusing on the spatial dimensions of taken-for-granted qualitative research practices related to masking and anonymization, published in the International Journal of Qualitative Studies in Education. We are fortunate to have Alex remain as a program co-chair one more year to complete her three-year term after the 2023 annual meeting. So what we wanted to start by talking about is the fact that the annual meeting this year is hybrid, and this is the first time that AERA has held the meeting in hybrid format. So how has that impacted the program, and what can attendees expect? Overall, that means that some of our sessions are going to be in person and some of them are going to be virtual. And the virtual sessions are going to be accessible through Pathable, which is the platform that AERA has hired this year and contracted with to provide the virtual conference experience. The in-person sessions are going to look just like in-person sessions have always looked at AERA. And so members can anticipate either attending sessions if they have registered for the in-person or place-based meeting, or logging on to the Pathable platform and attending via a Zoom kind of similar platform. It's kind of Zoom embedded within Pathable in order to access the virtual sessions. And then as happened last year, poster presentations are going to be provided in the virtual gallery that will be accessible both through the Pathable platform and the AERA website in the virtual gallery.
Yeah, so, I think one thing to add to that, Jessica, sorry, I cut you off. I was just going to add that the place-based participants can access the virtual platform space. So for them, it truly is hybrid. But if you are virtual, you can't access all place-based sessions. There are some that will be made available and streamed live through Pathable as well.
That's right, Alex. Yeah. So depending on how you register, you're going to have access to different types of sessions. If you are in the place-based session, you'll have access to all of the various sessions. So Cassie, can you give us an overview of the QRSIG program, how many sessions there are, and what kind of topics attendees can expect to find?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited. And thank you all for your your work in the QRSIG. We will have 7 in-person paper or symposium sessions. We will have 4 virtual sessions that are paper or symposium sessions. 1 virtual business meeting, so hope to see you there, and 1 in-person mentoring session. So for the mentoring session, folks who participating have already received that information, and this is a closed session. But if you're interested in learning more or joining the session next year, this is an annual event, and you can contact the mentoring committee chair, Kelly Guyette. We have other exciting opportunities for mentorship as well, including mentor-mentee office hours. We're so fortunate to have so many committed mentors. We thank them for their time and service to the QRSIG. And Alex, do you want to just talk to us a little bit about the process for reviewing and accepting submissions and what kind of things we tend to take into account as we're doing this work?
Yeah, definitely, Cassie. So every year the call goes out after the conference. And then as program co-chairs, we wait for submissions and look forward to receiving them. When we get submissions through the platform, we review each submission to be sure that they're complete, that they are a good fit for our SIG, that there aren't any anonymization issues with those. And then we go on to invite reviewers who have expertise in the area of each proposal. So we've read each proposal, we invite reviewers to join us in thinking about those and give us their expert feedback. This is one of the reasons why we so value our SIG member reviewers. You are so essential to this process. I don't think Cassie and I could exclaim that enough. If you want to review in the future, just a quick note, it's really helpful to indicate your areas of expertise using the keyword feature when you sign up to review. Because after we get the submissions and we review them, we make matches based on folks' expertise. And once those reviews are returned, after a lot of hard work by reviewers, we carefully go through them, looking at both the quantitative and qualitative feedback that each reviewer provides to determine which papers to accept. This year, we had fewer allocated sessions and papers than we have in past years. So we definitely had to make a lot of difficult decisions. But as we process all the information we have available, we really take into account the reviews of the experts we invite to join us in this process, which includes 3 reviewers and 1 graduate student reviewer. And it makes me think about the system, how we access things. So we work on that backend system in AERA, which please sign up to review next year using that system. But it's a little different than the actual access to the conference system. So Jessica, I know you've been attending a lot of trainings on this. I wonder if you can share a little bit about how members can access the sessions that they want to attend through the Pathable platform.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. Thank you. So if you are in San Diego, then the way that you attend sessions that are place-based in San Diego is you just go to them. So that is the easy part, right? That's what we're used to doing. That is what's familiar. Back in the olden days of 2019, that is how we used to attend AERA. That option is still available and it's fantastic. So if you have registered for the place-based session, then that is how you will attend in-person sessions. Now, if you are a virtual registrant, you cannot attend those place-based sessions. AERA is not planning to stream or record place-based sessions except for a select few, as Alex mentioned earlier, like the presidential sessions and things like that. Otherwise, the in-person, face-to-face, place-based sessions are only accessible by those who are in San Diego attending the conference. If you are in San Diego, you can also attend the virtual sessions, or obviously if you're a virtual registrant, then you'll be attending those virtual sessions as well, or presenting in that platform. And the way that you will access those sessions is through the Pathable platform. So invitations, we have been told, should be going out the week of March 28th. Once you get an invitation to the Pathable platform, you will create a profile. And from that platform, you'll be able to view your own presentations, add items to your schedule, and create your sort of AERA personalized experience through that platform. You must register for the meeting to gain access either as a presenter or as a participant. We've been told that there are some things in place that make it so that those virtual sessions can only be accessed through the platform. And then within the platform, they host a Zoom. So that will all look familiar. Accessing virtual sessions will look like the kinds of virtual sessions we've been accessing and hosting ourselves for the last couple of years. So all of the interface, those interactions, and what it looks like will be very familiar to us. And that same opportunity to share your screen and use presentation tools and software that you can use in Zoom will be available through Pathable. So AERA has a lot of additional information as well as specific trainings, both for presenters and exhibitors and chairs, that can be found on their website. And we'll include some links in the description to the podcast so that you can access those directly if you have some specific questions or you want to go through the process and see what it looks like prior to getting your invitation. AERA has also told us that based on those trainings and the questions that were asked during the sessions, they're putting together an FAQ to support members in accessing. And again, virtual sessions can be accessed by registrants who are place-based or virtual. And except for key sessions, in-person sessions can only be accessed for members who are registered for the in-person meeting, and they won't be streamed. So that's sort of how we can get there. We'll be finding out more information. And once the platform launches and we receive those invitations, we'll be working on putting together some access and information for our members too, that we'll be sending out through the listserv. So, one of the things that we do at the annual meeting, in addition to our content sessions, is our business meeting. Cassie, can you talk to us a little bit about what members can expect if they attend the business meeting?
Yeah, we're really excited for the business meeting. And that business meeting is on Saturday, April 23rd, and it will begin at 6 p.m. Pacific time. The agenda will include a welcome from our president, and then moving on to acknowledgement for the work. Then we move into some committee and activity reports from our various committees, which is just a really nice way to kind of learn more about the QRSIG and also hear what we've been doing over the last year. Then we have the Outstanding Dissertation Award. And then the Egon G. Guba Award we will announce as well. And we will end right around 7, just after 7 p.m. Pacific time. You do not need to register for the business meeting. It is open to all members. And this will be a virtual event, so then it's open to both people who are in person in San Diego and have registered for the virtual event. So we're really looking forward to seeing you all there. It's a wonderful event to learn ways to get involved, and also just learn more about the work that we've been doing over the last year. So we're really looking forward to seeing you all there. Alex, what suggestions do you have for members who might be curious about ways to navigate AERA program and take advantage of our exciting sessions? And I'm thinking particularly if I'm a new member to the QRSIG, or this is the first time I'm attending AERA, it can be a little overwhelming.
Oh my goodness. Yes. AERA is a very large space with more sessions than it's possible to imagine. Sometimes it feels like. So one of the ways that's really helpful and why I love being a member of the QRSIG or other units in AERA is that it can create, if you take a lens of a SIG or a division as a unit, to navigate AERA, you have an ability to create a more personalized program based on your areas of interest and expertise, the kinds of scholarly conversations you want to be a part of. So when you're in the program itself, when you log into All Academic or into the Pathable program, there should be searchable tools for you. So you can search by someone's name, like you really want to see a specific scholar and you want to go talk to that person. But you can also search by unit. And when you search by unit, you have opportunities to search by SIG or by division. And so we, of course, recommend that you go check out the QR SIG and its program. But you can also search in other units. So for us, qualitative folks, Division D is another wonderful place to look because those are also all methodology conversations over there, and they have lots of qualitative conversations to be had there. So I just always recommend that you really think about the scholarly conversations you want to be a part of, and you find ways to streamline your exploration in that way. But I think becoming a member of a SIG means that you are already like kind of like aware of things that are happening, and you are trying to be a part of that scholarly conversation in a particular area, such as our area of qualitative research. So Jessica, will you share a little bit about how folks might join us in the QR SIG?
Absolutely. Yeah. So to become a member of the QR SIG, and obviously we hope all of our listeners are either existing members or will soon join us. When you get your AERA membership or renew, you have the opportunity to select divisions and SIGs that you want to be a part of. So if you go to that very, very, very long listing of SIGs and scroll down to Q and select Qualitative Research Special Interest Group, you're a member. So you add that at the time of your initial membership or at the time of your renewal. And you can actually go back and add memberships to divisions and SIGs if later on you decide that this is really a community of scholars that you want to be a part of. You don't have to wait until the next year. You can join the QR SIG or any SIG at any time. For us in the QR SIG, we have an active listserv. So one of the member, one of the benefits of becoming a member is that you will receive emails periodically that are specific to our membership. Those kinds of emails through the listserv include opportunities for connecting with other members. They include mentorship opportunities, publication opportunities, workshops, ideas, or invitations to submit to our newsletter and other kinds of things, calls for special issues related to qualitative research. We often have job opportunities and interesting ways to connect and really become part of our community to join leadership and have a say in the executive committee and the direction of the qualitative research SIG. And then our personal favorite, you have the opportunity through announcements to review for the conference. So there are lots of ways to get involved with the QR SIG, and we are always looking to expand whose voices are included in these conversations and make sure that our leadership is representative of our membership and is pursuing the kinds of interests and ideas that the really diverse, varied, and exciting qualitative research community is interested in. So that's how you join. So once you've joined, you're a member of the QR SIG, you've registered for AERA, you know how to start searching the program and how to access. What are some things that we can look forward to specifically, Cassie? Can you go over some highlights of the QR SIG program?
Yeah, absolutely. So the QR SIG officially opens on Thursday morning at 11:30 Pacific time with a in-person session titled Leveraging and Unstructuring Techniques and Analysis in Qualitative Research. And then it closes on the following Tuesday with another in-person session titled A Critical Perspective of Conducting Open Science Qualitative Education Research. And this session is at 8 a.m., again, Pacific time. And in between those, we have a wide variety of virtual and in-person sessions. So we are really excited to see all of the work that you all have been doing and preparing for us over the the last year. For us as program chairs, this is, you know, the culmination of a year-long work of learning about your research, and we're just excited to be a part of it and see what you have to share.
So I want to thank Cassie and Alex, not only for their work in putting together this really exciting program this year and last year and the year before, the program that Cassie didn't get to see through fruition in the canceled 2020 annual meeting. But there is a lot of work and coordination that goes into putting together the program. And Cassie and Alex are an incredibly dynamic and wonderful team to have brought such great content to us and be able to organize it. And thank you again to all of our members who have submitted and who will be presenting. We're excited to see your work, as Cassie said. We look forward to inviting additional members and starting to think about submissions for this coming year as well, because that will be upon us before we know it. So thank you to Cassie and Alex for joining me today to talk about this, the 2022 Annual Meeting Qualitative Research Special Interest Group Program.